there! This is our final lesson about vocabulary mistakes, and today I'll teach you about some errors that I and my teaching team have found very frequently when we correct students' homework. Now, if you're interested in getting personalized feedback and corrections on your writing, then you can join our Advanced English Grammar course or our Reading course and select the option that includes teacher feedback. Error number 108. The first mistake is using actually when you should say currently. For example, if someone asks a student, "Where do you work now?" and they say, "I actually work at a university." But they should say, "I currently work at a university." Currently means now, at the present moment. The unemployment rate is currently 8%, meaning the rate right now. I'm currently taking a course with Espresso English, meaning I'm taking a course right now. Actually means in reality, and actually is often used to make corrections. For example, "You're from Brazil, so you speak Spanish, right?" Actually, Portuguese is spoken in Brazil. This doesn't mean right now, this is making a correction. Error number 109. Don't say, "I need to finish the project until Friday." The correct sentence is, "I need to finish the project by Friday." When talking about a time in the future, by is used for a specific event, and until is used for a continuous event. Finishing the project is a single moment in time, one specific event, so we use by Friday in this case. Here's an example with until. "Can I stay at your house until Friday?" In this case, the action of staying at your house is a continuous action that covers all the time from now until Friday. Here are more examples. Use by for a single event that will happen before a point in the future. "I will send you the information by Friday," meaning before Friday. "Our guests will arrive by 6 o'clock, meaning before 6 o'clock. And we use until for continuous events that will continue and then stop at a point in the future. "I'll be working on the project until Friday," meaning continuously until Friday. I will stop working on Friday. "Our guests will stay until 9 o'clock, meaning continuously until 9 o'clock. Error number 110. "My roommates went out." Error number 110. Don't say, "My roommates went out, so I'm home only." The correct sentence is, "My roommates went out, so I'm home alone." Alone means by yourself. There is nobody else with you. For example, "I like to take long walks alone so that I have time to think." "He got up and left the restaurant, leaving me alone at the table." Only means just one and can be used with people, objects, or actions. After the word only, we must have a person, object, or action. For example, "Dana was the only student who understood today's English lesson." "I have only one pair of sunglasses." We also have the word lonely, meaning feeling sad and isolated. Lonely is a negative emotion. For example, "I was lonely on my first day of class because I didn't have any friends." "She can't stand being single. She says she feels lonely without a boyfriend." Error number 111. Don't say, "I sent the letter 2 months before." The correct sentence is, "I sent the letter 2 months ago," or "I sent the letter 2 months back." That's informal. Ago and back are used for past times from the present moment. For example, "I graduated from high school 10 years ago. That's 10 years in the past from today. We sent the package 3 days ago. That's 3 days in the past from today. I moved here about 5 years back," or 5 years ago. 5 years back is more informal. 5 years in the past from today. The words before and earlier are used for past times from another time in the past. Here are some examples. Yesterday, I missed my train. I got to the train station at 7:10, but the train had left 10 minutes before, or 10 minutes earlier. So the train left at 7 o'clock. That's 10 minutes before I got to the train station yesterday at 7:10. I was very happy when I got this job last June because I had lost my previous job 6 months before, or 6 months earlier. Again, that's 6 months before last June. So use ago and back for times that are in the past from today, and use before and earlier for times that are in the past from another time in the past. Error number 112. Don't say, I have so wonderful friends. The correct sentence is, I have such wonderful friends, or my friends are so wonderful. The rule here is simple. We use so plus an adjective, and such plus an adjective followed by a noun. Compare these sentences. Their dog is so cute. Cute is an adjective. They have such a cute dog. We have such plus an adjective plus a noun. Her kids are so obedient. She has such obedient kids. Error number 113. Don't say, I invited all the class to the party. The correct sentence is, I invited the entire class to the party. That's more formal. Or, I invited the whole class to the party. That's more informal. Use all with plural countable nouns to mean 100% of many things. For example, all the students in the class have computers. All the necklaces in this store are expensive. And use whole or entire with singular countable nouns to mean 100% of one thing. So I ate the whole pizza, or the entire pizza, means I ate 100% of one pizza. I finished reading the whole book, or the entire book, in 3 days, means 100% of one book. Here are more examples that show the difference between all and whole. If we say, I ate the whole cake, that means I ate 100% of one cake. If I say, I ate all the cakes, that means I ate 100% of many cakes. The whole house is messy means 100% of one house. All the houses are messy means 100% of many houses. So, coming back to our original example, we invited the class, one class. So we say, I invited the whole class, the entire class, meaning 100% of one class. We could also use the word students, plural. Then we could say, I invited all the students, many students. But class is singular, so we say the whole class or the entire class, and not all the class. This brings us to the end of our section on vocabulary. Next, we'll dive into the most common spelling errors. Go ahead and take the practice quiz to review what you've learned in this lesson. Bye for now.